Chambers cuts it back to the edge of the area. Who's there? It's a white shirt. Still got it at Buxton. Oh, DiGirolamo takes on the shot. Into the back of the net it goes. Diego DiGirolamo rips his shirt off. Awful defending from York City. Newton caught completely out of position. No one closed the ball down on the edge of the box. DiGirolamo shifted it onto his left foot. Took on the shot. Past the arms of Jameson into the bottom left-hand corner. The flares go off behind the goal. And Buxton deservedly have got their goal. They lead by a goal to nil.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big thank you to our friends at BBC Radio York for that clip at the start of the show. Big congratulations to everyone at Buxton. A superb victory there over York City in the first round of the FA Cup. Buxton progress, and for a discussion now on Buxton, as well as a results roundup from last weekend, we should be joined by the welcome return of Mr. James Hayes himself. It's Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Afternoon, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I think that's the funniest intro I've done yet, to be fair. Mr. James Hayes himself. It's James Hayes. Like that. Anyway, but superb stuff from Buxton, wasn't it, James? Diego DiGirolamo scoring the only goal of the game, seeing Buxton through. Fantastic stuff.
Fantastic effort there. And again, going to York, not only selling out an entire stand for the fans, we knew it was going to be a tough asset going there. What an effort and what a goal that was as well from DiGirolamo.
What that sets up is, unfortunately, Scarborough Athletic, your match with Buxton now, scheduled for Saturday the 4th of December, has been postponed. That's because Buxton are through to the second round of the FA Cup. They're taking on Morecambe, and that game, I can exclusively reveal, 2 days after it's been announced, will be live on BBC One. On that Saturday lunchtime, live at Silverlands. It's going to be a big occasion for the club, and we'll be catching up with Steve Cunningham close to the time. But we do this every year. Last year it was Marine, this year it's Buxton.
Yeah, I mean, obviously 2 years in a row, got a second round as well. And a lot of people are saying, you know what, they fancy Buxton against Morecambe. It's Buxton are playing a lot better football. They're still unbeaten in this season, barred up the defeat in the FA Trophy. Can we get a side into the third round and hopefully the big boys visiting one of our grounds too.
Sorry, did you say FA Trophy, James? I think you did, didn't you?
Yes,
Later in the show, we'll be previewing the first round of the FA Trophy this weekend. We obviously heard from some managers last week on the monthly show. This week, we're going to be catching up with a few more. We've got Nathan Rooney coming on from Cone, Max Swan. It will be joining us from Chasetown, Carlton's Mark Harvey. We've got Carl Jarrett joining us too from Mask, Andy Fennell at Yaxley, and Brian Ritson from Bootle will also be joining us. Plus, Mark Carruthers, non-league reporter from the northeast of England, he'll be joining us too for a big fixture preview later in the show to talk about the FA Trophy. But before that, James, let's talk about the league. And let's talk about some of the results from last weekend, as well as the few results from midweek as well. Let's start with the game up at the top of the league table. That was Matlock Town taking on Whitby Town. What a game of football this was. Matlock Town 2, Whitby Town 3, inflicting a defeat for Matlock Town at Causeway Lane. There's not been that many of them this season. So Whitby Town there, great result. They followed that up, incidentally, on Tuesday night by beating SC United by 1-0. So it's been a good week, James, for Whitby. They're now back in the playoff positions.
Yeah, and this week's been a very interesting, not just with results on the pitch, but a lot of movement player-wise. So a lot of players have been recalled back to parent clubs, and Whitby made the most of the advantage because one of the goals was from Sonny Fergus, who on his Whitby debut, after spending majority of the season so far at Pickering, came on, first goal in 10 minutes. But two great results there, and Whitby back to, hopefully, back to form to push them the playoff places, which we know they're capable of, especially with how they started the season too.
Well, a good result midweek at the Turnbull Ground against FC United, a 1-0 win. Let's have some post-match reaction now, courtesy of our friends at Whitby Town's YouTube channel. Here's Lee Bullock, joint manager at Whitby Town, speaking shortly after the final whistle on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a nice routine victory, I thought. We started the game, first 20 minutes, we steamrolled them, they couldn't get a foothold in it, and we real took the game to them and continued where we left off Saturday, and very comfortable, created a lot of chances, and like I say, I think we dominated and we caught them a bit by surprise, and we were over the moon with the first 20-25 minutes. Then they had a little shape change and came back into the game, but I always felt we were more than strong enough and capable all over the pitch to cope with it.
Yeah, and the goal, the only goal of the game coming from Brad Fewster, and it's after a slow start to the season, 2 goals in 2 for him now, and it's looking more like the Brad Fewster of old that we used to see here.
Yeah, it was great play initially, Sonny Fergus tackling on the edge of the box, then Nath Dyers ran through 2 men, then it's gone into to Priestley Griffiths, who's ran through another couple of men and played a great through ball. So them three, like I said, they've been better than their opposition opponent there. Slipped through Brad, and Brad does what he does, doesn't he? Just slotted it away lovely, no fuss, no mess. And yeah, that's what we need from Brad. We need him working hard with good energy on the pitch. And when he does that, the goals normally follow him.
After that game in hand, back into the playoff spots now. And I suppose the key now is to try and keep this run going.
Too right, yeah. I think Saturday, away top of the league, it was sort of seesaw point of the season. If we'd have lost again, you start thinking of the wheels totally fell off. Suddenly, bang, 2 wins in a row and we're looking back up, and someone's just told me we're 5 points off top. That's how good at this level 2 wins in a row can be.
Yeah, and then just looking ahead now, it's cup action again at the weekend and the FA Trophy, and certainly a difficult game in prospect there, the fact that opposition coming in top of the league below.
Yeah, we have got to do exactly what we've done Saturday and for 70 minutes tonight. Simple as, because they're a good team coming, well supported by all accounts. So it's going to be a real tough afternoon. The lads are saying they want Thursday night off, but we've had to just say to them, sorry lads, big game Saturday, we're in training, and it's a big game for us as a club, and it's a decent one for the players as well.
Lee Bullock there, joint manager of Whitby Town, speaking to Whitby Town's YouTube channel after that 1-0 win over FC United on Tuesday night. A big thank you to Whitby Town's media team for that piece of audio there. And just to cover off FC United, they were beaten, as we discussed there, by Whitby on Tuesday night. But they did beat Gainsborough Trinity 3-2 at home last weekend. A brilliant game, actually. FC United 3-0 up, and then Gainsborough Trinity came back at them. Great advert for the Northern Premier League. Matlock Town, though, back to them, suffered a defeat at the weekend. Could South Shields capitalise? Well, they clawed 1 point back. It was a 1-1 draw at Atherton Coles at the weekend. South Shields there going down to 9 men in that game, incidentally. South Shields did score with 10 men, but Dan Martin got sent off towards the end of the game. Atherton Coles getting an equaliser with 5 minutes to go as well. So, tough game that one for South Shields, but all things considered, I think they'd take the point, wouldn't they, given everything that went on in that game?
I think for both teams, they settled the point, because again, looking at the last couple of results of both sides, it's not been great reading for the last couple of weeks. I mean, South Shields will be disappointed that they've had to come away with a point, but the big talking point is what they're going to do without Darius Olsen for the next couple of weeks, because he was one of the sending off.
So South Shields stay in second, 2 points off top spot. Buxton, they're in third, 4 games in hand from last weekend. They did get a game back on Tuesday, beating Atherton Coles by 2-0. Buxton now 4 points off top spot with 3 games in hand after that 2-0 victory. Jamie Ward and that man Diego Di Girolamo scoring once again. Bamber Bridge, they're in fourth, also on 35 points, picking up a very good 2-1 win away at Stafford Rangers on Saturday. Good result, that one, for Bamber Bridge, especially given the fact, obviously, Whitby Town, they picked up 2 wins this past week. Warrington Town, very good 1-0 win at Hyde United. So the gap between Bamber Bridge and Warrington Town, fourth versus sixth, is now 4 points. Warrington do have a game in hand. Let's talk about the gap between sixth and seventh. Warrington Town are 6 points ahead of Stalybridge Celtic, and Warrington do have a game in hand, incidentally, as well. So that's quite a big gap at this stage of the season, isn't it, between sixth and the rest of the league. Stalybridge Celtic picked up a point at the weekend. Very, very competitive game, wasn't it, at Bower Fold, especially in the first half. 2-2 it finished between Stalybridge Celtic and Witton Albion. For Basford too are 6 points behind Warrington Town, but Basford suffered a defeat on Saturday by 3-0 at home to Ashton United. Incidentally, Ashton United were victorious on Tuesday night by 3-1 at home to Radcliffe. So, in the space of a couple of weeks, Ashton United have got themselves a run of form going here. They've won for the last 4 games, James, in the league. It's starting to improve immensely at Hurst Cross.
It's fair to say that we've said it a couple of weeks ago, I think it was Simo or Burke, it might have been both of them really, saying that all it takes is a couple of good results to get that run going and you're back at the top end of the table with form and spirit on your side, and Aston a big proof of that.
Well, let's have some post-match reaction from that Tuesday night win for Ashton United over Radcliffe. Here's Michael Clegg, manager of Ashton United, speaking with Ashton United TV on YouTube shortly after the final whistle.
Really proud of the boys. Obviously, our style's shining through now. The work rate, the intensity, the pressing, going forward at pace. And I thought first half were exceptional. Dropped off a bit second half. Them lads have played a lot of minutes. And Radcliffe are a good side, so they was always going to have a spell. We would deserve winners tonight. And we're on a good run. We won't get carried away, but we're really enjoying it.
You mentioned a good run there. 5 games, 5 victories, just 2 goals conceded. Since Sam Baird's come into that back line alongside Harry Coles, the two of them have gelled really well together and formed a really good partnership.
They have. They're both fantastic. And I mean, when you've got Nicky Hunt and Rainsy around as well, who are giving you words of advice and who are your biggest fans and who are like a little team, them four. I know Rainsy's out of the side, but what a professional he is. He's driving them both constantly. I mean, shouting at them more than I am on the bench. And that's what we're all about. It's a good group. And a massive shout out to Rainsy and Hunty for the work they've done with them. And I think that's shining through now. We look solid.
Looking forward then onto the weekend FA Trophy action against Sutton Coldfield Town. Team again a league lower than us, but it's not one to be taken lightly.
No, we've always seen that here with Eburn. I won't ever take a team. Listen, day I start coming here taking teams lightly, I won't be in a football job. Everyone gets the respect. We'll be down at Corby tomorrow. We know they've got a game. We'll be travelling down to Leicester. We'll be watching them. We'll be hoping we can pick a few bits up, and they'll be getting the same respect that every team who comes to Hurst Cross deserves, because at this level, if you want to turn up and think games are won, then you know you're going to have problems. They'll be here and we'll be running hard on Saturday, and the lads who get the chance, or whether team stays same, we'll be playing to win the game, but they'll be getting all the respect in the world from us.
Michael Clegg there, manager of Ashton United, speaking with Ashton United TV after that victory over Radcliffe midweek. Big thank you to Ashton United TV, and also thank you to Whitby Town's YouTube channel as well. Links to both those wonderful YouTube channels are available in the description to this podcast, as well as, of course, our friends at BBC Radio York as well, who helpfully provided the audio at the start of the show. Radcliffe, incidentally, they did suffer a midweek defeat. They did win on Saturday. They beat Mickleover by 3-1. So Radcliffe in 15th. But after that result midweek, Ashton United have leapfrogged them. Ashton United are now a point behind Witton Albion, a point behind Lancaster City, 2 points behind FC, 3 points behind Scarborough, 3 points behind Stafford Rangers, and 4 points behind Basford United. So that's what we were talking about earlier, about string some results together, you start to climb the table. But the next step is, can anyone claw it back enough to drag in Warrington, Whitby and Bamber Bridge? So we'll wait and see when we get back to league matters in a couple of weeks' time. Other results from the weekend, I mentioned Scarborough Athletic there. They're victorious, a 2-0 win over Lancaster City on Saturday. Big, crucial result, that one, for Scarborough. Let's have some post-match action from that win for Scarborough Athletic. Here's Jonathan Greening speaking with Scarborough Athletic TV after that victory over Lancaster last Saturday.
Obviously, delighted with the 3 points, delighted with the performance. I thought we looked back to what we were during the early season, you know, hard to beat, strong, disciplined, organised, putting our bodies on the line, and, you know, we had a few chances to score as well. I think Katz had chance second half for the header and the shot, so he probably could have had a hat-trick. Jake Day's had a couple of half chances, so we're a threat on the break as well. But it's been a difficult week really, because obviously we lost Kulo on Tuesday in training to a knee injury, so we're waiting on the scan results for that. which was massively disappointing because he's obviously the captain of the club and big player for us. So to lose him on Tuesday was a big blow. And then on Thursday in training, we had a couple of more injuries. Jacko pulled out of his heel. Keyser had a tight hamstring, so he was 50-50 for the game today. So we've had a bit of bad luck going into the game. So to get a good result, you know, is great for the players.
Yeah, and just finally, your next game, Nantwich, it's going to be another tough game there, lingering near the relegation zone. It's another must-win game for your side, isn't it?
Well, it's a must-win game. I just said to the boys before the game, I said, you know, three home games coming up, you know, 9 points to grab. And if we start well today and get the 3 points, you know, it gives us that momentum to go into the next game. And I think, you know, it'll be another difficult game. You know, like you say, they're fighting for, you know, their lives down in the relegation zone. So we need to show up like we did today. We need to be, you know, controlled aggression in our defensive work, but, you know, be creative in attack. And I think we did show that in patches today, but I still think we can be better going forward as well. But like I say, when you lose one of your best forward players in Kulo, it's always hard. But I thought the guys, Jet Day, Katz, Luca Corville, did really well today.
Jonathan Green in there, manager of Scarborough, speaking to Scarborough Athletic TV. And a big thank you to Scarborough Athletic TV for that clip. The link to that YouTube channel is available in the description. Subscribe to all the league's YouTube channels. They all do a cracking job, that's for sure. And one last result to talk about from the weekend. And there's other news attached to this. Morpeth Town 2, Grantham Town 1. Morpeth Town there picking up another win and getting themselves slightly away from the relegation places. For Grantham Town, the news this week, I think unrelated to that result from the weekend, both chairman and Carlton Palmer at Grantham Town have left the club this past week. So, I mean, sending our best wishes to Carlton Palmer, who's been on the show, all the best for the future. That's interesting, isn't it, what's gone on at the South Stephen Stadium this week?
Yeah, I mean, great result, first of all, for Morpeth Town. Again, their form's just come back. They've been one of the top informed sides. I mean, if we were still doing Club of the Month this season, they would have been up there with Buxton for the choice of it, realistically. But yeah, with Grantham Town, it's a bit of a... I mean, in terms of management changes, there's been quite a lot across non-league in the last couple of weeks for some reasons or other, but they have got one or two backroom staff potentially there to take the reins straight away. But as you say, wish them all the best for the future.
Well, that's all the results from last weekend across the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, as well as the midweek games as well. Big weekend to come, James, in the FA Trophy first round proper. Plenty of work going on the league social media channels. How can people keep abreast of it all?
Yeah, it's facebook.com/ Northern Premier League. At Northern Premier League on Twitter and on TikTok, which we've just passed 1,500 followers this afternoon as well. So Instagram at Northern Premier League and then the YouTube channel, which has got four sets of shows going out at the moment. I can't keep track of what's actually going on there because the video's starting to come out left, right and centre. And then VMPL for the league website and North Football webpage updates for the FA Trophy.
Well, big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week, but it's now time to look to the future. And with a good old-fashioned fixture preview now, we're joined by the welcome return. He's back after 1 week, everyone. It's Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. How are you?
It's a quick return, isn't it? People will be sick of hearing my voice. So,
welcome back. Just before we get to the FA Trophy, there's two league matches this weekend. Micklover taking on Atherton Colls. Micklover don't want to be cut adrift. We've seen how a series of wins gets you out of the relegation places and up the table. Look at Ashton United, for example. Atherton Colls, good point last week against South Shields, but they do have to keep their eye over the shoulder. So big game, that one. But Buxton taking on Hyde United, one of their games in hand this weekend. They could be 1 point off top spot with two games in hand come Saturday, 5 o'clock. So big weekend all round, really, in the league, Mark.
It is, yeah. I mean, looking at Buxton, I'd be surprised if they don't take 3 points from that game, flying after the FA Cup win and last weekend at York, and obviously getting a draw and then the further boost with the news it's going to be on TV. I mean, you'd imagine, especially with the new management team in as well, we should say that things are flying there at the moment. I just can't see past them in that game. You know, Hyde just haven't got going yet this season, and Buxton are quite the opposite. So that one's a home win. As you quite rightly say, with Adam Corey's great draw last weekend against South Shields, But again, they're another one, and you can throw Mickle over in it as well. The season just hasn't got going for them in the way that we maybe thought it would. So that one feels a little bit more unpredictable for me, but it could go either way.
Right. Let's talk about the FA Trophy then. First round of the FA Trophy this weekend. We have got loads of managers coming on. We obviously heard from Neil Tooth, Sutton Coldfield Town's manager, on last week's show. But coming up, we've got Mark Swan at Chasetown, Carl Jarrett at Marsh United, Yaxley's Andy Fennell's joining us. Brian Richardson will be along shortly from Bootle. We've got Nathan Rooney at Cone and Mark Harvey at Carlton Town as well. So plenty of interviews coming up. But we should do this alphabetically. Ashton United against Sutton Coldfield Town. Ashton United have been in great form, haven't they? Is it four straight wins now in the league? It's a tough ask, this one. It's the FA Trophy, isn't it? Anything's possible.
I've utterly given up trying to predict anything in the FA Trophy, to be honest. You've only got to look at the... You know, the last sort of 5-6 years, the winners of the competition, it's just, you could pick them out of a hat, really. But yeah, you mentioned Ashton United. I mean, great home form. Those wins against Coles in the last round, wasn't it? And then beating Baresford and Radcliffe pretty comfortably on their own patch. I think I'm right in saying they beat Nantwich as well, 2-1 at home last month. So they're in great form, looking for a sixth win run, because they had that win at Bamber as well. So you'd be surprised, given that form, if they didn't carry that into what is a tricky little game on Saturday. But yeah, I would imagine Ashton will win, but and it probably won't be the last time I'll say this. It is the FA Trophy, so literally anything could happen.
Well, just a reminder, Neil Tooth's interview from Sutton Coldfield Town is available on last week's October monthly show, so have a listen. Bootle against Stalybridge Celtic. We'll get your thoughts in a second, Mark, but big game this one for Bootle, and to hear the thoughts of the Merseysiders heading into this game on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the relatively new manager at Bootle. It's a welcome back to the show to Brian Richardson. Well, Brian, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. First question, before we talk about the FA Trophy and that, how are you settling in at Bootle?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, we had a better run of results than we were expecting. Maybe last couple of performances we've not been as happy with, but that might be honeymoon periods dying off a little bit. But no, I think generally, if you look at the 10 games we've been in there, it's gone quite well.
Just to say about Bootle, it's a great setup there as well. You made that move from Prescott Cables to become assistant manager at FC United. You've come back to management here at Bootle. What was it about Bootle?
Both Joe Doran and Joe Johnson were ambitious. They look like they're trying to push the club in the right direction. Very positive. Nice to be wanted, isn't it, when you're getting old? And I would say that, you know, getting back into the hot seat was another big motivation. I would say, put the whole package together, there are a lot more pluses than minuses, you know. So it seems a good move for me.
Now, we all know your record at Prescott Cables when you were in this division or at this step in recent years. So, Bootle, 6 points behind the likes of Leek Town and Trafford, and 7 points behind Rylands. Is that the target for you, or is it too early to say?
I think it's early to say. I think, you know, we have brought one or two in. We're changing the squad. I also think that, you know, when I was asked to come in, it was just a case of they were in a poor position. And I think the initial target was, let's stay at this level. I think next year, obviously, the target was we need to be trying to get closer to the playoffs. But we probably arrived on the edge of it a little bit earlier than what we thought. Now, we've got a particularly tough month, another six games to come. And I think after that, as a club and as a squad, we'll realise where we're at. You know, if we can hold our own in games like that, pick up a few wins against the likes of Rylands and Marines, I don't mean we'll necessarily win, but we've got to be able to compete with them to be able to feel that we've got confidence in the squad moving forward for next year.
And we will get to the Stalybridge game in a second, but what a huge game a couple of weeks' time against Leek Town. I mean, that's you've got two big home games coming up, haven't you, with Stalybridge and that Leek game?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's nice to have those games, because I do feel, with a lot of clubs I've managed in the past, I think there's an inevitability that they look at the fixture, they look at the league, and they tend to know how they have to arrive mentally. And one of the hardest parts is to get a squad to arrive in the right frame of mind for every game, not just the ones that you know are going to be tough. I don't think we've passed the test in that against Widnes and Glossop. I thought we were very strong in the last 20 minutes in both games, but I don't think we arrived at the right mentality when we started the games, and as such, I would have said they were two poor results for us.
Talking about the FA Trophy then, just about got through over Widnes. It was always going to be a tricky game, that one, but it does set up this match against Stalybridge Celtic. I mean, what's your thoughts on this tie this weekend in the FA Trophy?
I don't think we'll have any problem with motivation before the game. I think the lads, if they are going to look at the league table, see they're seventh in the league above. And, you know, they've got some very capable players in the squad. And if we don't come with all guns blazing, then we're going to get come unstuck quickly. Yeah, Stalybridge are a good side. I mean, obviously, they beat FC United 5-2. So we can't sit back and think, well, we're doing okay, because this is going to be a step up.
You've had the penalty practices as well. I'm assuming you've been practicing this week.
We've been the penalty kings, haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we missed one yet. And I think the other thing that we've got to give credit to is our goalkeeper, Ryan Jones, who's managed to save quite a number of penalties as well, you know. Unfortunately, he doesn't do it in the league games like last Saturday when we had two penalties against us and he scored them both. But, no, I think we've been fortunate. I think the one at Trafford was a good performance from us. I think, again, like I said earlier, the Widnes one, I think we almost arrived thinking that we were over the line before we even picked a ball, and I think that can be a difficulty at every level.
And last question, Brian, looking forward to Saturday, it sounds like you are.
Yeah, oh, definitely. It's a good challenge for us, and it's a great challenge for the players to see, you know, because it will be an indicator of some of the more difficult games we've got coming up. You know, if we can do well in this, then there's no reason why that will give us confidence going into the more difficult games we've got.
Brian Richardson there, manager of Bootle. Bootle taking on Stalybridge Celtic in the FA Trophy first round on Saturday. Mark Rovers is joining us. Mark, what's your thoughts on this one? Tough game, this one, for Stalybridge.
I was just about to say, I mean, you talk about anything can happen in the FA Trophy, and I'm probably going to start fining myself for every time I say that. But we look at this one, and this feels like a real banana skin for Stalybridge. I mean, Bootle sat just outside the 7 points outside the playoffs in the West Division. I really feel this is one that could be one you could notch up as a possible surprise. You know, Stalybridge, I know they're in pretty decent form. They're just outside the playoffs in the Premier Division, but I wouldn't be overly shocked to see a surprise here. I would rack this one up as a possible surprise.
There we go. Let's go to this next game now. Bromsgrove Sporting against Morpeth Town. We obviously heard from Craig Lynch last week on the show, and now he's been made permanent at Morpeth Town. Bromsgrove have been good in this competition. They've also been pretty good in the FA Cup as well this year. This is a tough game, this one, for Morpeth.
Yeah, I think with this one, it's possibly as much about the journey as it is the game itself for Morpeth. It's a long old trek down there. I'm not sure if they're travelling down on Friday and staying overnight, or if it is going to be just a Saturday trip, but it's a long trek. They go there in good form. I mean, they get out against Grantham last week. I think it was a little bit too close for comfort, because that one, even this early in the season, felt as if it was a must win. But what I will say, Morpeth's, you know, the key players, the high profile players, seem to be coming at the fore at the moment. I look at the form Liam Noble's in. It took his time to settle there, but has really hit great form. Had that hat trick in Nantwich a few weeks back, and then scored the winner with a great goal, I should say, against Grantham last weekend. So Morpeth will feel they can get through this, but it is a difficult test, as much as I say about the journey as it is the game itself.
Mm. Let's go to the next fixture now. Canvey Island against Yaxley. Both teams at step four, Canvey Island in the Isthmian League, Yaxley obviously in the Midlands Division. On Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Yaxley. It's a welcome back to the show to Andy Fennell. Well, Andy, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. Before we get to the first round of the FA Trophy, let's talk about the third qualifying round. What a result over Lowestoft. We caught up before that game. That's a fantastic performance, that one. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was a good afternoon in general, obviously. I think with the sort of not too much expectation on us, it allowed us to just have a go, really. And I think after the first 25 minutes, we barely touched the ball. So it was a kind of a it was kind of a baptism of fire. We went 1-0 down, and I think at that point a lot of people were expecting us to sort of fold, but we stuck to the game plan, and once we actually started to get hold of the ball a bit, you know, we started to cause them quite a few problems. They backed off. Then obviously we score very early into the second half, go and get another one. And then all hell breaks loose and they get a penalty. We get a sending off with 5 minutes to go, which they score. And then we literally from kickoff, we went straight up there and scored again. So and it was a hell of a game.
And obviously that sets up this match with Canvey Island. I mean, Canvey Island have been superb this season, haven't they? So how do you go about this game this weekend?
We're taking it with the same approach. You know, it's, once again, we're probably massive underdogs. So, you know, the expectations on them, not us. We can go there and just go about our business. And, you know, if it works this time, it works this time. If it doesn't, then there's no loss losing to them because, you know, I think they're unbeaten in the league. You know, they were a very strong outfit. So it's a no-winner again for us. We go there and we see what happens.
This is the other thing I need to ask you just about the fact you had to go away to Lowestoft. You're having to go to Essex for this game. Is that good in a way for team building, or would you prefer the odd home game here or there?
We had a very interesting coach ride home. Let's put it like that, after Lowestoft, which was good. It's always good in that sense when, you know, you get the win and everybody's on the bus and it's a good day out. You know, we're a small club. Obviously, we've come to step four a couple of seasons back. They've never been there before. So everything, all these days out to these nice places, and that it's all great. You know, we enjoy and we have every intention of enjoying it Saturday as well.
And when we look at the league form and how, you know, the FA Trophy and the FA Cup interacts with the league form, you did get beat to Belper, but you know that's a tough game there, isn't it? So do you find it helpful, because obviously you get the team building on the way back from East Anglia, you get that kind of form going as well, and you know that winning spirit and stuff.
It does. It certainly brings a togetherness within the group. I mean, Belper, I thought we was unlucky not to get a draw. I wouldn't say we deserved to win the game, but I didn't feel they did enough to win it. But obviously, scoring the two goals and we got one, so they did. But you know, I thought a draw would have been a fair result. One which, once again, I would say they'll probably be in the playoff contention this season themselves. So it's just showing that we're turning a corner in one sense. Our results are getting closer and better. So it's just a case now of getting everybody available. And then before too long, you know, if we can get everybody available over the next couple of weeks, then all of a sudden we look quite strong as a squad. So, yeah, but it is a nice break playing in the cup. Like I say, it'll be a nice day out. So, yeah, it's welcome break again.
And obviously, because you've got this big game this weekend, we should mention the big game in the week as well against Stone Town Rangers. So it's like you say, isn't it? It's just about getting the players fit and hitting the ground running after trophy matches and keeping that winning run going.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's another one. It's a big game. They're down there with us a little bit, and you know, both I've got sort of a affiliation to Soham. I've been played there for a good few years and whatnot, and so it's I know there's a lot of people over there, and I wish they do well this season, but obviously not to our expense. But you know, once again, we got to go there. It's a 6-pointer. If we get the result, it can push us sort of back into the chasing pack that's above us and not sort of cast us adrift a little bit of that pack.
And last question, Andy, looking forward to Saturday?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you got to when you're in these days like these. They are special. We've got some young lads that are going to be involved, and it'll be big for those guys as well. So, it's yeah, definitely.
Andy Fennell there, manager of Yak Slate, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. So, Canvey Island against Yak Slate. Let's go to this next fixture now. Carlton Town against Stourbridge. We're going to be joined by Mark Harvey in a second from Carlton Town. Stourbridge, they've been unusual this season. They're not having a great season, are they? There's a chance here for Carlton Town, a big chance.
There is, and we should say, Carlton, I mean, obviously difficult to beat, just one defeat in 14 games. That is the sort of form you need to take into a game like this. Stourbridge, honestly, for years, I found them just completely unpredictable. Even when they were flying, they always had a tendency to throw in a strange result here and there. I don't see any reason why Carlton can't go and get a result there and get through what is still a difficult time, we should say. Stourbridge have got that reputation as, admittedly, normally in the FA Cup, but they do have that reputation as cup specialists. But I don't think it's beyond the realms that Carlton can go and get a win there.
Well, let's hear now from the joint manager at Carlton Town. It's a welcome to the show to Mark Harvey. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to this weekend's big game in the FA Trophy, just a general catch-up, really. We had Tommy on a few weeks back. It's going all right, isn't it? And a good win over Kidsgrove Athletic in the last round on penalties. How was it?
Yeah, to be honest with you, the season's gone way above all expectations so far. And, you know, the Kidsgrove game was a tight affair. And you know they did a job on us. They you know, they got in his faces, and you know we've seen it through on the penalties, and which we did in the previous round. So yeah, that's long may continue. You know, I don't think anybody expected Carlton to be where they are. You know, and there was all the talk of all the big clubs, and they'll be up there. They'll be up there. Nobody mentioned us, so we sort of just snuck through the back door, which was fantastic for us. We like it that way.
What do you make of this division this year? Because we covered it last week on the monthly show. You know, you got Hills Owen and Chasetown on 33, Ilkeston on 32, yourselves on 31, Coleshill on 30, 3 points separated the top five. And just outside the playoffs, you've got the dangers of Belper Town and Stamford, of course. What an absolute joyous division it must be to be part of it for neutrals, not for managers, of course.
To be honest, it's been fantastic. It's a very, very competitive division. As you know, I mean, obviously, you see them with the results last week. You know, we was playing Histon, who were bottom of the league. People on paper would say that's a home banker. And, you know, Histon came and did a really good job on us, sat back, got men behind the ball, worked hard, and said, you know, try and break us down. And we couldn't. And, you know, you look at the league, and I think literally anybody who's not on it at the time or on that day can get beat by anybody else. And that's credit to the league. And it makes good entertainment and gives us all a few nervous moments.
Hopefully there's not that many nervous moments tomorrow. Stourbridge, they've not had the best of seasons. So I can't imagine they're looking forward to visiting you on Saturday.
You know, games like this are free hits for us. All the pressure's on them. You know, we're pleased to be where we are. We're pleased to be in with the shout of winning the game. They, like you say, they've not had a great start to season. They had a poor result Monday night, which we had and watched at. And you know, all the pressure's on them. They're expected to win. They're going to be coming feeling the pressure, and we can just go out and enjoy it. And what will be with us. You know, our main attention is the league. But long may this run continue and bring as much revenue in as we can for the club.
And next week, we should say, I know it's one game at a time and all that, but mentioning the league, Chasetown away, two big games back to back. That's excellent, isn't it, really? If you can't get better than that.
We've had it earlier in the season. I think we had Aylesbury on a Tuesday night, Ilkeston on the Saturday. The following Saturday, we had Coleshill. You know, I think we're Belper in the middle of it all. And, you know, so we've had a couple of runs like it before where big games just keep coming and coming and coming. But they're all big games, aren't they? Let's be honest. It's a big game when you're playing third from bottom. Because if you want to maintain a challenge, you've got to win that game as well. And, you know, I don't think the league will be decided on how them top six or seven clubs do against each other. It'll be more decided on how they do against the bottom sides.
And final question, really, Mark, as well. Just to go back to the Stourbridge game. Stourbridge got a decent away support as well, so should be a good atmosphere on Saturday. Looking forward to it, you and Tommy.
I tell you what, honestly, me and Tom can't wait. The lads can't wait. We've got a great atmosphere in the dressing room. It's like I said before, it's a free hit for us. We can go out and enjoy it. There's no pressure. The league pressure's off. And, you know, we believe we've got a chance and we'll be going out to win it.
Mark Harvey there from Carlton Town, joint manager of the Nottinghamshire side, and Carlton Town taking on Stourbridge this weekend. Big good luck to Carlton Town there. Colne now taking on Tamworth. It's a home game. So Tamworth were a long trip up the M6 and then over to East Lancashire. I mean, what's your thoughts on this one before we hear from Nathan Rooney, Mark?
My thoughts on this would be that I'd hope Ryan Taylor doesn't have to go on goal again like he did a couple of weeks ago.
I thought he was good. I've seen some of the saves. I thought he was pretty good. Obviously, they were all with his legs, but what do you expect?
Well, you know, I mean, Ryan was someone I watched on a regular basis when he was playing the Premier League with Newcastle and the Championship the year they had there, and he was always versatile. He could play anywhere, so it's just another another string to the bow, isn't it? He's now a wing back, full back, centre midfielder, centre back, and winger and goalkeeper, so he can do a bit of everything. But yeah, I mean, you know, Colin sat in mid table, aren't they, in the West Division, and they're in decent form. I think they'll have to be confident they can pull off what would be a bit of a shock here, and I see no reason why they won't.
Well, let's hear now from Nathan Rooney. I caught up with Nathan on Friday. Well, Nathan, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the Tamworth match, there's only one place we can start this interview. What a performance against Buxton. Superb stuff. I mean, how was the afternoon?
Yeah, it was a brilliant afternoon in terms of the overall outcome. Obviously, you don't plan to go into a game and lose a man on the half hour. But all in all, the occasion was treated properly. It was, I know the stadium's been obviously refurbished as well, so everything about the place with the coach journey was great. And obviously to get the result there with 10 men, with obviously Ryan Taylor going in goal, it was I think great surprise actually.
Well, I was going to ask you about, because not to give too much away about tomorrow's team selection or anything like that, but the way Ryan performed on that game, surely he's giving you a bit of a selection headache for goalkeeper.
No, there's a question came up about this the other evening as well. He knows where he stands in the team. We've got a very, very good number one in Hakan Burton, so we know which way that's going tomorrow.
But yeah, I mean, it was such a sterling performance from everyone, really. What's the mood in the dressing room been like since that evening and afternoon?
Yeah, it's been good. We've had a few different bits in terms of injuries and illnesses, like a lot of teams. But in terms of training, obviously the result last week against Ness, that was a good game, straight in after the trophy the week before. So we've had that bit of momentum now, hopefully we can take that in tomorrow. We haven't been at home for a few weeks, so I think being back in front of the fans, it gives us something to play for and entertain people and hopefully give a really good performance out there for all the fans and hopefully the families who are going to come and watch the game.
So Tamworth come in tomorrow. What's your thoughts on the challenge that they're posing? Because they're just outside the playoffs at the moment in the Southern League Central. So tough opposition there tomorrow.
Yeah, very tough opposition. I know we've had eyes on them. I'm pretty sure they've had eyes on us. But in terms of, I think, results and where we are, they haven't dropped many points over the last few weeks. We've had a couple of draws and a few wins. In terms of us, yeah, we've had a couple of losses, but When we do tend to go on a run, we seem to get two or three wins on the bounce, and hopefully that can be the same tomorrow. But no, we're confident. We're always confident. Games can swing both ways, but you've got to stick to your own principles, and that's what we've done every game. And even going back to the books and one, you've got to come up with solutions. And we were down to 10, and the lads rolled the sleeves up. We had to play for areas and percentages, and we won the game off set plays. So we've actually addressed that as well in training. And hopefully we don't have to come up with that scenario. But if we do, I'd like to think we're prepared for that.
And it's about taking each game as it comes and all that and making sure. And like you said about the witness result, you could have took your eye off the ball quite easily after that performance against Buxton. But a good performance against witness. You've got Tamworth tomorrow. Next week, you've got the small matter of Workington coming to town. This is what it's all about, isn't it, really?
Of course it is. You've got to relish the performances. You've also got to relish what you're up against. You've got to beat the best to become the best. And last year we had a really good run, like we've said. We played against some of the top teams. And this year, for whatever reason, we've had a few ups and downs and obstacles, like we all do, but they all seem to come at once this season. But I think the witness one was an example of where we were. We brought a couple of new faces in that week. We played the game how we wanted to play it, and we got the result. And obviously this week will be a different type of challenge. And hopefully we keep that momentum going against a tough task against Workington the week after, because priority for me is both. It's Cup and League, and we've had a really good couple of days out with the fans, and hopefully we can give them something to shout about tomorrow as well.
Blimey. Nathan, I'm just looking ahead at the fixtures you've got, and I'm sure you've done this. After the Workington game, you've got Leek Town away, then you've got Warrington Rylands, a midweek game, and Runcorn Linnets the weekend after, the first weekend of December. Blimey, that's... Oh, and you got Mosley after that. What a run. What a run of games.
Well, let's say in the next 4 weeks, we know which way our season's going to go. So, that's for me, that's come at a perfect time. We've got the lads back from injuries. We've recruited what we needed to recruit. And it's now about understanding for the players. We can't be comfy. We've got to be challenged. And for me, now I'll set a total of points, what I want from the next 5-6 games. And it's there for the players to achieve before hopefully they go on the Christmas do. And if they don't, we'll have to change that up a little bit.
Just change the venue. But yeah, I was Trafford and Clitheroe in the mix as well, just to throw those fixtures out there. But Nathan, just a final point on tomorrow's match, firstly, to close things off. Hopefully a big crowd expected as well. I mean, how important are they going to be tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, massive for us. I've already put a few tweets out this week and everything, asking for them to be the 12th man. I mean, the thing about our fans and a lot of teams at this level is your volunteers are your fans, and they do the graft in the morning and they're stood there on the sideline cheering everybody on in the afternoon. So, I mean, we want to get people through the door. I've said to the players at training last night, I want the families there. I mean, I want them to look to the sign. I want to be making somebody proud. And at the end of it, win, lose or draw, we've got to make a really good account for ourselves. And for me, I'm always confident. So, yeah, really looking forward to it, and hopefully we can continue the run.
Nathan Rooney there joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Next up for our preview for the FA Trophy first round this weekend, Gainsborough Trinity against Lancaster City. What's your thoughts here, Mark? Because Lancaster are not in the best of forms at the moment. Gainsborough obviously were beaten last weekend by FC United by 3-2, with 2 goals coming right towards the end there for Gainsborough. What's your thoughts? I mean, both could do with an FA Trophy run, I feel.
I think I'm right in saying that they've already played each other this season, haven't they? Gainsborough won 2-0 at Lancaster in early October. Putting in some manager speak here, that'll have absolutely no bearing on on Saturday's game. Just as many managers have said to me over the last couple of days when I've been previewing games for the local papers up here. But I do feel, you know, Lancaster at the minute, they've just hit a bit of a patch where they've lost the main goal scorer, went back to Carlisle. It just looks as if they haven't recovered from that, really. Struggle for goals in the last few weeks. I've got to be honest, I fancy Gainsborough to come through this one, but I think it'd be tight. I wouldn't be surprised if one of those ties that goes all the way.
We spoke earlier about how tricky some of these ties are for NPL sides. I mean, Stalybridge, for example, we said that their away trip to Bootle isn't the best. And we could say Tamworth trips to Cone is really a highly to nothing. Liversidge against Basford United. That's a horrible game, that one for Basford. It really is. We heard from Jonathan Rimmington last week, and you know he's very relaxed about how the season's going. I don't know how he can be relaxed, really, given how good it is. But they're having a tremendous season, aren't they, Liversidge?
Unbelievable. And I've got to be honest, I mean, I saw them a couple of times last season playing North East sides in the FA of Oz, and just never thought they would take this step into the East Division and take it in the stride. I mean, 13 wins from 14 games. I mean, we should say that they're not perfect because they did drop 2 points in one game, which is horrendous. But, you know, they are absolutely flying at the moment. They're scoring goals left, right and centre. More importantly, they're keeping a lot of clean sheets. I mean, they've only conceded 9 in the league in 14 games, which is just outstanding. And I know, having spoken to a few North East managers that have faced them this season, they are a very, very difficult opposition. The physical, they're in your face. And I think, again, we talk about possible shocks. This one has to be right up there. I'm going to, you know, put my neck on the block here and say that I think Liversidge will continue their fine form with a win.
Well, Liversidge beating Scarborough 4-0 in the last round. I mean, it's just incredible, isn't it? There's an all Step 4 affair over in Merseyside this weekend. Marine taking on Dunstan. It's a battle of the giant killers, essentially, isn't it? With one of them guaranteed to be through to the second round draw.
It is. And do you know what? If you had have said 6-7 weeks ago who I thought would win this one, if the game was happening then, I would have said Marine quite comfortably. But Dunstan have just hit a little patch of form at the moment. They brought in Sadio Diallo from Bedlington Terriers in the second division of the Northern League, and I think he's got 7-10. So I think Dunstan, you know, going there, they'll be confident. They've got a good run of form. You mentioned the Bamber Bridge win. As much as they try to throw it away, they've come through it on penalties, which is an outstanding result. But these two sides know each other very well. I mean, they faced each other in the FA Cup earlier in the season. Rean winning at Dunstan. I think they faced each other in the, was it the North West Division then? When they were together in that division. So it's one that I think Dunstan will have to be at the very best to come through. They will need their experienced players, and they've got plenty of that, to be at the top of their game. But I do wonder if it might just be a step too far against the Marine side that are having a very, very good season on a number of fronts this year.
Now, we spoke about Baysford's tricky test this weekend away at Liversidge. I don't know what to say about this one, really. Mash United against FC United of Manchester. Cal Jarrett joining us in a second. Horrendous. FC United are the underdogs in this game, surely. I'm going to play that card. That's right.
I'm not so sure Cal Jarrett would play that.
No, but, he won't.
I think, yeah, I wouldn't actually disagree with that. You know, I think looking at Mask's form, particularly at home, they are just unbeatable at home. They will take confidence, and again, there will be manager speak here that last year's game in the trophy won't make a difference. But you know, they will take confidence from the fact they have beaten FC United fairly recently. Adam Boyd's quickly approaching 30 goals for the season. It's all point towards what would be, despite what you say, still an upset.
Well, let's hear now from the manager at Marsh United. It's a welcome back to the show to Cal Jarrett.
Well, Cal, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to this huge game against FC United, one of several huge games you've played this season already, of course, let's talk about the third qualifying round and that fantastic result over Billington Town. Adam Boyd's there. Scoring a fair number of goals, let's say. Quite a performance from everyone.
Yeah, it was. To be fair, we didn't know what to expect from Bridlington, with them being in our league. I'd been and watched them two or three times over the season, just to keep my eye on things, and they looked like they were going to be well organised and really start off, you know, at the beginning in our faces. And I'd wrote everything down, analysed the three games I went and watched, prepped the team, and we went out. And to be fair, you know, we had a great start. I think Matty Tymon, I think, got the first goal in about 3 or 4 minutes, and it just set the tone of the game for us. And just it just looked like it was one of them games where every time we went forward, it looked like we were going to score. I know they were riddled with injuries and stuff like that, but I always said, our lads, you know, we have injuries as well, and we can only perform ourselves and concentrate on us, how we perform in a game. And you know, they'll most probably say that they didn't have the strongest team out, but to me, it's how we performed. And like you said, you know, the strike force, James Fairley scored. I think Matty Tymon scored 2. And I think Boise scored 4, I think. So it was a really good performance. I'm really happy to get through that one. You know, it wasn't a bad pitch for us to play on as well. So really happy to get through that round.
Yeah, and that run of form and the goal scoring continued, didn't it, in the league in the past week or so. 6-1 against Sheffield, a 3-2 win over Worksop Town. From my point of view as an FC United fan, I'm not looking forward to this weekend because you are scoring a lot of goals. How do you keep that going, I suppose? Or is it just instinct now, basically, and what you've just done week in, week out, you just continue with it?
We just continue what we're doing. We do analyse every team that we play against. We always do our prep work as much as we possibly can. We try and get them watched 2 or 3 times that we're playing against, like we did against, obviously, our team on Tuesday against Whitby. But we don't look into too much out there at the opposition of playing. You know, it's more so when we are playing away from home. When we're playing at home, you know, I don't have any reasons really to change the way that we play, the way we set up, you know, how we address teams, and we just try and carry on the way we're going, you know, because it's not broken yet. You know, we're still playing really well at home. As you know, our record's decent at home, over 2 years unbeaten. So we are playing well at home, and you know, it's going to be a very difficult game on Saturday against FC. We're not stupid. You know, they're in the next level for a purpose, and obviously we're trying to get to that place where they are. And it was a difficult game when we went and played them. I think it was last season when we scraped the win, you know, the last minute with Louis Maloney Worldy. So you know, we can just be ready for them on Saturday. The good thing for me is I've most probably for the first time all season got a fully fit squad, which is great news, because I've struggled all season, if I'm being honest, with like 4 or 5 lads out the squad injured, you know, with a bare bones, sometimes 12 and 13, as you know, going to Chester. But it'll be most probably the first time on Saturday. We'll have a training session tonight, and everybody's involved in the training session, which is excellent from my point of view.
And from your point of view as well, I mean, I've interviewed people like Neil Young at Marine in many times over the last couple of years. Are occasions like this slightly addictive as well as a manager, you know, creating, you know, the possibility of getting an upset and creating an upset as well? Because, you know, Marsk have been brilliant this year in both Trophy and the FA Cup. So is it something to look forward to, games like this?
Oh, of course it is. Every club that you're you play against in a higher opposition and a higher league, you always want to try and beat them. You always want to try your best, and that even goes down to the players when you're playing against someone. You know, you want to prove your point of what you are and how good you are, and that's exactly just the same from a management and a club side of things. It's on the other side of things. We've done really well last year in the cup. I think we've got the same sort of rounds in the FA Trophy and the FA Cup last year, you know. So we've had two good years of it, and it massively helps the club in finances, you know, with ticket sales. It's fantastic for the club. From our side of things, we've just got to just keep on trying our best to try and get the next round, really.
And with regards to the league position as well, because you want to be rubbing shoulders and playing the likes of FC United week in, week out, don't you? But because of the trophy and because of good FA Cup runs, you are slightly behind Liverpool City League leaders. So you're going to have to be playing Saturday, Tuesday, aren't you, for a while now? How much are you looking forward to that before Christmas?
Well, I'm happy, like I said earlier on, that I'm happy that I've got a fully fit squad. It's something that we know we've got to chase Liversedge. We know we have to win our games. And unfortunately for us, Liversedge don't play a league game until the 27th, and we'll have played three games then. So in my eyes, I'm looking for maximum points, and that'll put us top of the league, hopefully by the time we get round to them games. You know, we play Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday. The Saturday after, they've got, I think it's Bridlington, and we've got Pickering. So they'll have a game in hand on us, but fingers crossed, if things go well, we should be sat with them, I'm hoping.
And last question, Carl, looking forward to Saturday?
Yeah, like I said, I'm really looking forward to, always am, when you're playing against a better opposition, you know, a higher league. It's always great to go against people in the cup, and like I said, there'll be a bumper crowd there, hopefully, and they'll get behind the lads, and hopefully we can do the business.
Carl Jarrett there, manager of Mash United, speaking to me on Thursday. Nantwich Town next, taking on Grantham Town. Turbulent week, to say the least, at Grantham Town. Nantwich Town need to get some form going. Sort of Grantham Town, really. I mean, what's your thoughts on this one? I mean, we've seen, haven't we, with Morpeth, with Radcliffe, that sometimes a change of manager and all of a sudden players just suddenly up the games. There's a chance here for Grantham if that happens.
As you say, it's been a difficult week off the pitch for Grantham, and they need something to spark them into life this year. I've got to be honest, I don't think it'll come on Saturday. I think Nantwich will come through this. I think they are just the better side. I know what you're saying, that it could, a change of manager or a new manager going in could spark a reaction, but I just don't see it this weekend. I think Nantwich will come through that and get themselves a Monday's draw.
Radcliffe taking on Nuneaton Borough. Nuneaton midway inside the Southern Central League. What's your thoughts for this one? Because Radcliffe, apart from the defeat midweek against Ashley United, have been in great form.
Yeah, and they will continue that momentum, one that they've really picked up recently. And it's a funny one, because you look over the league positions of both clubs and it could be a case of toss a coin, but it looks to me as if the momentum is with Radcliffe. They are in good form going there, and I think I think they'll come through it and get a win. I mean, it's all about, and I've used it three or four times now, it's all about momentum. And I look at the fixtures they've got coming up, Staley Bridge at home, Warrant away, Bamber Bridge at home. It's a tough little run ahead of them. And it could be a key game on Saturday, you know, to really spark them into that, a little run of form there, and just continue what we've done over the last few weeks.
Our old friends Rush Olympic are back on the MPL show for the last time this season, as they take on Matlock Town this weekend. I made that joke before, I think, probably about Rushall, actually. Tough game, this one, for Matlock, especially given what happened at the weekend.
Yeah, but I kind of get the feeling this Matlock, with the management team and with the squad of players they've got there, the experience they've got, that they'll use that as a motivation to move on quickly from that defeat against what I still think is a very, very, very good Whitby side. I think they are one of the sides that will get one of the playoff places this year, would be. But anyway, looking at Matlock, there's enough experience in there to move on from that. There'll be determination there to move on from it. And I think they'll get a win in what, as you correctly say, is a tough game.
Tough game as well for Warrington. We've got Matt Swan joining us in a second from Chasetown. Tricky game for Warrington, this one. Chasetown coming up the M6 for it.
It is, yeah. And you know, when you look at Warrington's current run of form, they seem to be making hard work of it. They had that narrow win at Granton, that 2-1 win, and obviously last week got a late winner, wasn't it, against Hyde, that 1-0. Even going to Heaven, I know from speaking to people at Heaven, and I know it's always going to be slanted towards themselves, but I think Heaven felt they deserved possibly more from the game than a 2-0 defeat. There was talk that they felt they should have taken Warrington 2 penalties, but that didn't happen. But I just think being at home on Saturday will help Warrington, and I think they'll come through that one. But it won't be an easy game, as you say. It's going to be a tough old test for them.
Well, let's hear the mood now at Chasetown on Thursday morning. I caught up with their manager, so welcome back to the show, to Mark Swan.
Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the first round of the FA Trophy this weekend, let's talk about the result from the third qualifying round. What a fantastic result against Alvechurch. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was good. We'd gone and watched them against Nuneaton on the Tuesday night, so we had a real good insight into them. I mean, very, very good possession-based footballing team. They play a real good shape as well, very, very expansive, so we knew we had to like sort of nullify that first, and then obviously with our lads who got on the ball as well, we knew we could cause them some problems, which on the day, and I think Longy and Caldwell says after, the best side won. So it was a great result and a great afternoon.
And it's turning into a bit of a special FA Trophy run, isn't it? Because you know what a fantastic result in the previous round against Tales Owen. And I know we've spoken about that last month, but it's turning out all right at the moment, isn't it? This FA Trophy run.
It is. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, on the Owens, I mean, they felt hard done by within the 90 minutes. You know, when it went to penalties, quite confident with a 6'7" keeper with Pondy in goal, who's very agile as well, but. I think Paul would have been a little bit hard done by. He should have probably wrapped it up in the 90 minutes. But yeah, it was great to go through against Alvechurch, and then obviously on to Warrington away, which is, we all know, it's going to be a very, very tough ask to get there and get a result. But you know, we go there confident and in good form.
And that confidence and form, it is translating into league form as well, isn't it? You're on an epic run at the moment. I mean, how do you make sure that whatever happens on Saturday, it continues?
Yeah, look, you just got to prepare exactly the same, Ben. You know, we don't change anything. The only difference we got from the Alvechurch game, we've had them watched, but I'd prefer to go and watch them myself. But with us playing on the Saturday, I couldn't do that. But we've got a real good lad, Matt Wicks, who goes around for us watching, not either players or the opposing side, and we'll go through the report tonight in training, and look at their positives and their weaknesses, and but like I say, go there and let's just worry about us, and that's what we've been doing in the league. Make sure we're right, and then who knows what could happen on the day as well. Obviously, we're going there as underdogs; they're flying in the league, and that, and a very experienced side under good management guidance as well. But you got to get there confident. And, with the results we're getting in the league at the moment and that bit of momentum, we got to go and, to try and go and get a result, which will be, we'll definitely be going there to go up there to win the football game.
You know, rubbing shoulders with Step Three sides and, Hales Owen, like we said, there's the possibility they might be a Step Three side next season, whether that automatic or via the playoffs. But Alvechurch, Warrington, these are the games you want to be playing, isn't it, week in, week out?
Definitely, but gives a point of where we are as a unit as well. I mean, we got lads in our side who played Step Two, Step Three, but then we got lads who have come from Step Six and who are thriving to be Step Two, Step Three, maybe Step One players, and that's what it's all about. But these are the games you want. Look, they're great distractions, aren't they? The FA Cup and the trophies, and it's really good when I like being pulled out of the hat against, teams where you got to go there and you got to be on it. You know what I mean? So there's no mindset of, we're playing a lower level side, a bit like Hanley, going out of Hanley FA Cup. The lads know they've got to prepare right. And like I say, it gives you a good idea where you'd be, if you did go and get promoted.
And looking forward to this atmosphere at Cadsaliva Park this weekend and perhaps making that upset happen.
Yeah, superb. I mean, when I was with Rob Smith and Larry Chambers at Hensford for a short while, just for a season as their coach. We went up to them to great ground, great atmosphere, proper old-fashioned ground, you know, and a lot of history there as well. And look, they're a good side, you know, like I say, under good guidance as the manager, you know, a very experienced manager. But you got to get there and prepare right and enjoy it and see what comes of it.
Well, Matt Swan, manager, Chase Town. Can't wish you more luck than Warrington. Obviously, this is the NPL show. Got to be fair to everyone. But have a good weekend in the FA Trophy.
Thanks very much, Ben. Cheers.
Max won there, manager of Chase Town. So Warrington taking on Chase Town this weekend. And finally, for our fixture preview for this weekend's matches in the first round of the FA Trophy, Whitby Town against Mosley. We're from Mosley's Dave Fish on last week's show. They've had an excellent season thus far. So what's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think, as I just said there, Whitby, I think, have been one of the most impressive sides so far this season. It would have been easy. They had a little sticky spell, didn't they, not so long ago, where they drew with Warrington. I think they got beat at home against Stafford Rangers and then got beat at Bamber Bridge. But they picked up since that defeat at Bamber and got a good win at Matlock and then a solid win against FC United. I think the danger with Whitby is they've got goals all over the pitch. You know, you look at Brad Fuster, score goals higher. They really look as if they're dangerous on a number of fronts. Marcus Giles is a player that I saw in the Northern League, was a very promising player with the likes of, he was at Morpeth as well, I should say, but played at Whitley Bay under Nathan Haslam, who's of course at Whitby now. And I just feel as if they've got enough goals in them and enough attack and threat. As you say, most of it can be done on the break, but I think they'll see off Mosley. But as you say, you know, Mosley are in good form this season. It'll be, I don't think many people saw them where they are in the league. So it's going to be a tough test for Whitby, but I think they'll edge that one.
Matt Carruthers, non-league reporter from the northeast of England. A big, big thank you for an excellent fixture preview this week for the first round of the FA Trophy. Just before you go, just a quick plug for your work. How can people follow you on Twitter? And where are you off to this weekend?
Yes, I'm at... do you know what? I still haven't decided where I'm at this weekend. I think I'm possibly in a Northern League game because I haven't been to too many recently. So I was looking at Newcastle Benfield against CM Red Stars, if possible. That one will be an interesting one. Is Paul Brayson, who's of course played in the Northern Premier League and what was the Conference North back then at the age of 44, still scoring goal upon goal. Brilliant. In the Northern League, which is fascinating. So yeah, possibly there this weekend. You can follow me on Twitter at @MarkCruthers_. And featured in a number of North East publications and the non-league paper.
And a big thank you to Matt Carruthers for joining us this week. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big good luck to everyone in FA Trophy action on Saturday afternoon. Remember, for the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.